Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line is Radio.com Sports MLB Insider Joe Girardi. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job here today at Indeed.com/hire. Joe, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Mike and David. How are you?
We're doing great. And, you know, one of the great, mysteries to this baseball season here in Chicago is the idea that that the Cubs are two different teams. It's kind of Jekyll and Hyde. It's the Wrigley Cubs and the Road Cubs. And we saw it again last night.
Yeah, it's really hard to fathom that they could play so well at home and struggle on the road. And, you know, again, they struggled scoring runs last night. Vargas did a good job against them. But I still think they are the best team in that division. I still believe they will win that division. I think they have the best pitching, the best rotation, and I think it will carry them through.
You know, Joe, when you look at Nick Castellanos and the impact he has made on the Cubs, 5 home runs in 12 games, and Joe Maddon said something publicly a couple of days ago talking about that's what hunger looks like. And he thanked him for reminding everybody what hunger looks like. And in applauding Castellanos, was he indicting the rest of the Cubs players in that clubhouse? And how delicate do you have to be when you're a manager in making those kind of comments? Because he's right. I mean, Castellanos has played with the fire that might have been missing from this Cubs team.
Yeah, I think you just have to make sure it's not misinterpreted amongst the ranks in the clubhouse, and whether he was just complimenting Castellanos or, you know, trying to subtly send a message that we need to get back to where we were and in the way we used to play, I'm not sure. But it just, he has to make sure it's not misunderstood in the clubhouse, because if it is, it could be taken the wrong way and it could cause a little rift. But in the bottom line is, those guys want to win. They're going to do what it takes to win. And, you know, I heard a manager say that when you've been to a World Series and you've been to a lot of playoffs, sometimes in a long, grinding schedule, it's difficult to get up for a Tuesday night game. But they're getting to the point now where every game is somewhat almost a playoff with, you know, 40 or so to go. They're really going to have to get after it.
It's interesting because I think when we talk about Joe, we have to keep it in the context of his impending free agency. He's been very careful about calling it that rather than a lame duck year. And he talked about it a couple days ago, and he said basically he believes he'll be back. He'll be back for a couple of years. There was a report that Theo was peeved that he talked about it, and then Theo came out and said no, that, you know, Joe talks twice a day to the media. It's bound to come up. What is it like in these situations? Do the players, are they aware of it? Is it, when you look at what's happening here, it just seems there's so much on the line.
Yeah, I don't think that players generally think about it too much. I think they're more focused on what they got to do and, you know, in a sense, their careers. And I'm not saying that in a selfish way from a player, but, I mean, you're thinking about the game that night and you want to get back to the playoffs and we need to win and, you know, I either need to keep it going or I need to get going, whichever one it might be. So I don't think players focus on that too much. When the season's over, I think they think about it a little bit, but they understand. I mean, they've seen plenty of players come and go, and it just happens. So the players' focus is usually going to be themselves.
Joined by Radio.com Sports MLB Insider Joe Girardi and Mullion Haw. And, Joe, when you look at the way the Cubs are handling the Ben Zobrist situation, how unusual is that, and what are realistic expectations if and when he returns?
I think they've handled it first class. I think they understand it was a man that was going through some family issues that came first, and I give the Cubs a lot of credit for the way they've handled this. How will he come back? That remains to be seen. I would expect him to come back and play well. I think it will maybe be, you know, a place that he feels safe when he walks into that clubhouse and he's on the field, that's a reminder of all the good things that you have in your life and maybe some of the struggles that he's went through. It will rid him of that, and I think that he could play very well. And I think he's really important to this club because I think his leadership has been missed.
You know, we see Houston in town here playing the White Sox, and we watch them for a couple of games, and they manage to split, and that happens a lot in doubleheaders. But, my God, that team is so good top to bottom, and they go out and they make a huge move at the trade deadline. You know, we know the Yankees are doing very well. We know that Boston has struggled. We know that it seems like a two-horse race. How big an advantage was that for the Astros, and is there a kind of Verlander element to the thing where you got a move that maybe puts you over the top?
Yeah, I think they tried to do the same thing because I think they understand that that window is not forever. You know, windows are somewhat short for you to, for a chance to win the World Series. A lot of things have to go right. You have to have health. You know, as they lose Garrett Cole warming up yesterday, and my guess is it won't be too serious, but, I mean, a hamstring issue for a pitcher is a problem. But they understood that now's the time. You know, Correa is going to be a free agent fairly soon. We have a lot of pitchers that are going to be free agent. We could lose Garrett Cole, so let's go for it. They're losing a lot of pieces in their bullpen, and I give them a lot of credit for doing that. And, you know, at some point they're going to have to rebuild like everybody else, but right now they're in a tremendous spot.
Joe, when you look at the Cubs' bullpen, Craig Kimbrell has been out for the last 10 days or so with an injury. It's his knee. It's not his arm, but his arm has not maybe delivered as much as maybe people expected as early. How do you account for that, and what have you been your impressions of Kimbrell since he's joined the Cubs?
You know, he's had a couple of hiccups along the way, and when he has a hiccup, it's usually a 2 or 3 run hiccup, which can blow up an ERA. I think he's probably been about what he's going to be. I would think that, you know, if this knee problem doesn't create mechanical problems, he will get better as the year goes on because he will get stronger. But to me, I hate having the interruption because he was probably getting close to full strength, because guys aren't full strength when they come out of spring training, and you couldn't expect Craig Kimbrell to be. But as long as his knee it doesn't cause mechanical problems, I would think that he would continue to get better through the month of September, and he may have his best baseball in front of him.
Joe, what do you make of these miracle Mets? I mean, it's been ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, it's sometimes it's hard to evaluate because of who you're playing in your schedule, but they took care of business. You know, they played the Pittsburghs and they played the Miamis and they played some teams that have been struggling here. I mean, I think Pittsburgh's like 4-24 during since the All-Star break, and they took advantage of that. Their schedule gets a lot harder now, and that's where we're going to see. But they have pitched very well. They're built around a very strong rotation. They have got some real timely hitting where they could have lost some of those games. Give them credit for scoring off late innings in bullpens, getting to bullpens. Give them a lot of credit for doing that. But you're going to find out who they really are in the next 6 weeks as their schedule gets a lot tougher and they're playing teams that are fighting for the same position as they are.
Back in the American League, Joe, you know about the Yankees, you know about the Astros, everybody fears them, but you look at the Indians, the way they've come back, and now Corey Kluber pitches a rehab stint last night. They may be getting him back in September. How dangerous are the Indians?
Well, I think they're fairly dangerous. You know, I'm not so sure how Kluber's going to come back because he was not great down the stretch last year. He was not great in the beginning of the season, so which Corey Kluber are you going to get? But I think they're fairly dangerous. You know, I worry about their bullpen when they start getting in those series if they make the playoffs. But there's a lot of other bullpens that I worry about too. You know, I worry about Minnesota's bullpen. So it's just not the Indians. But they improved their offense. They went out and got some pieces that should help them offensively, which has been a struggle for them this year. And Lindor and Ramirez are playing great. Lindor has the whole year. Ramirez is back. So I think they're scary, and they have momentum on their side, and we've seen them do that in the past. You know, a couple of years ago they had that crazy stretch where they won like 30 out of 33 games or something crazy. I would worry about that.
Joe, we've been talking a lot about the south side of town and their rebuild and whether it's going to work. And when you look at this season, the one thing that really jumps out at you has been Lucas Giolito kind of figuring it out. You know, he's a smart kid, and he changed a lot of things, and he's gotten it down, made the All-Star team. Maybe not as dominant as he was in the first half, but seems like he knows what he's doing. And we just wonder, with a 25-year-old, does that mean it all has come together and now he can be good moving forward? Is it a flash in the pan? How long does it last with guys? How do you know?
Yeah, I don't think it's a flash in the pan. I think he'll have to continue to make some adjustments as clubs adjust to him. But now we know it's in there. And he believes in himself and understands it. It's in there. And, you know, I think they've made progress in their rotation, even though you've had some people hurt. I think they've made progress. I watched the game that was it Cease who threw yesterday?
Yes.
He threw a pretty good ball game against a really good hitting team. And I know he had five walks, but he only gave up two solo home runs against a really good hitting team. And, you know, you got 97 and you could pitch inside to righties. And I would think that he would continue to get better. You're going to get Kopech back. I mean, they have the makings of a pretty decent rotation. And if you're going to win on a consistent basis, you better have a rotation. And, you know, I see progress over there, and I think White Sox fans should be somewhat excited. They got to keep Moncada healthy, and I think they have to have some of their young hitters continue to progress. But there's progress over there.
It must have offended your catcher sensibilities to see three pass balls in that game. And we were joking, if Cease was throwing a knuckleball, maybe it's acceptable. But beyond that, that was just bizarre.
How do you handle that as a manager?
Yeah, well, the shadows were somewhat tough yesterday. And Cease is throwing pretty hard, number one. And I can remember how difficult it is with shadows, and you miss your spot by that. But, you know, I saw the one that made it 4-2. It almost looked like he was crossed up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think with all the changing of signs today, and if you don't work consistently with a pitcher, I think that was Cease's seventh start during the course. Sometimes those things happen, and you just got to work through them.
Joe, the Wildcats are already in training camp, getting ready for a big season. Well, sure you'll be coming back to town to watch Fitz's guys.
Yeah, you know, I am a huge college football fan, and obviously I pull so hard for Fitz. I just think the job that he does is as good as anyone in college football, and I can't wait for it to start. I think we got week zero starting a week from Saturday, and I can't wait.
If you find out who he's starting at quarterback, call back.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to have a kid that transferred in that's probably the starter. That would be my guess.
He's not saying, but I think you're right.
I think it's a fait accompli. Joe, thanks a ton. Great catching up
thanks,
with you.
Thanks, Joe.
Have a great day, guys.
That was Radio.com Sports MLB Insider Joe Girardi. Insider Calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Thank you, Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.